Tammy, I must say in passing that he was a proper gentleman.
Oh, marvellous character.
Wonderful.
I never met him, though.
And I think he was hard done by.
Oh, terrible.
Okay.
Terrible.
The church, only church we had in 34 was Kilmacud, or maybe go down to Boothstown.
Yes, yes.
Like to do. Kilmacud would have been the church, and Father Blake was there at the time. Now, they got going on some sort of a church as quickly as they could, and this main room of the big house very quickly was converted into a church. Very quickly. Because it was needed there.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know what happened, but I would say then that in order to do that, they cleared stuff out that might, they might have been looked on as fixtures there. Nobody bought at the time, selling them or anything like that. Mm. And indeed, a mirror that was fixed to a wall, probably in those days, wouldn't make any more talking about, you see. It would now, of course.
Mm.
Yeah, that would probably be worth a lot now, that other piece of furniture.
Yes.
Which is like a sort of a whatnot or something, isn't it?
You yeah, know, yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
That was probably over a mantel shelf, that bit there. You know?
Well, I thought maybe. Now, funnily, I gave those pictures to some lady who showed them to either Kenny or De Moulin, as it is now.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said no. No, I still kept them because I felt they had to come from somewhere.
Oh, I think
and it wouldn't have been in the stables.
Not at all.
I mean, they came from somewhere.
They
were
those places were down to business.
Yeah.
They put, let's say, for instance, now, give an example. Now, talking, consider that as the Demoulin's Yard.
Yes, yes.
There like that. And you can get in this side now to this day. I went in not so long ago. All beautifully done out now, changed. But the base, the bones of her there.
Yeah.
Right. Except this bit that got burned down. I think the back wall is still.
That's right, yeah.
Now, over here, at a sort of peculiar sort of an angle, was a thing shaped like a series of bridges, if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was told that that was to, for the horses. And the horses, we probably had some sort of thing for holding horses there. And that the livery stables or whatever, the staff would have been housed in here. Now, where the stables were, I don't know.
Mm.
They've been taken over the lodge. I don't remember any stables at all. But staff used to be in these houses.
Yes,
working
yes,
under the stage.
Yes, yes.
And this is where, I suppose, the gentry, if you like, perhaps came over and took their horses from there and got on to their horses at that point. But peculiar thing, that was there for years. Do you remember that?
Yes, yeah.
You know, at Milltown, there's a massive archway.
Yes, yeah, I do. Lovely thing, yeah.
This would remind you a bit of it.
That's
it
right, except the smallest gate. Okay.
Oh, very much so. And I think it was flat across the top.
Yes, yeah.
Oh no, sorry. This one was curved across.
Yeah.
Anyway,
now that I'm skipping a bit here.
Yeah.
That came out of, you might be able to tell me what it is. I discovered on my researching that we robbed the orchard, as you can remember, thousands of times. And I remember being up to get to the orchard. We went up. We say where with the church or the house is on the right hand side, the entrance, the old entrance to your house. No, not the stables. The stables are on your left. No,
yes.
Sorry. Well,
let's
the ballroom's on your left.
Ballroom on the
on
left.
Your right. The lawn is in front of you.
Yes.
No, you turn left along a pathway.
Yes. Yeah.
And when you turn left, there's this huge big gate opening into the orchard.
The nicer part of the orchard.
Yeah, the orchard.
Remember, there were some tropical trees there.
There were plums.
Yeah.
And I'm very partial to plums. And one day I happened to be in on top of a tree. Now, we never went in over the gate, but we got onto the trees along
the wall.
The wall.
I used to do that too.
And this day we were in, and I must have been at the peach or the plums. And the next thing, somebody let a shout. And I got to frighten me life. I felt whoever was going to grab us was here in the woods.
Yeah.
Which we weren't doing any harm in. But I thought very quickly, which I normally do, I hope. And I jumped right into the orchard.
Yeah.
For escape.
Yeah.
And I went right out through the side of the house I was in, at the back of the orchard. It was a
That was Cavanagh's place. He had it then, I suppose, at that time. Maybe he was left, I'm not too sure.
Chief's Judge. Well, the Chief's Judge.
Got the use of that house. And I remember his son, sold me the air gun. He was
good, so.
And Cavanagh, he was a great tradesman. But he did all the brickwork, and his son too was in that. They used to put up the bones of houses in a day practically. But you see the things, the blocks going up like nobody's business. It was hard work in those days. Yeah. The cabinet was an expert. Now, he could have been there when you were in there. Do you remember the year now?
Whatever the Nico was, we heard Nico and we flew, I just ran straight out, and I was a pretty good runner. Particularly if Sonny was after. And I went right out through the side, and I finished going out the side gate of that house, which led me onto Trees Road.
You were taking an awful chance. That's where the trouble could have been.
Well, I got out
that
there.
End, yeah.
I felt the trouble was behind me, so I got out there,
yeah.
And I ran down. I thought I'd never get out of the place. But when I was researching now, 50 years later, wherever
yeah.
it was, I went into that house from Trees Road.
Yeah.
And there's a man there called Cashlan.
Yes.
And I know now that was the Chief Steward's Lodge.
At one time.
And I explained all this, and he was very nice, and he brought me in. And this was in his garden. He didn't know what it was. Now, I think it could have been turned upside down. But he asked me what I thought it was. I haven't a clue.
I don't remember. I was up in that house. All right. This was a typical Pembroke.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, that Pembroke era, you know, evidence of it is all over the place.
Yes,
notebook
yes.
And down right beside me, and my cottage is built, my bungalow here is built on the site of a cottage which would have been around that time. And down the bottom of the road here is a typical Pembroke house. You may notice, no, a small one,
is it?
Yeah, through the Tara. Charles.
Yes, yes. Oh, I know it, yeah.
Just as you go beyond that,
lovely,
close Blackrock, is this
little
bit of a
typical
one. And there's a she down it as well.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Right,
yeah.
That's digressing. Now, what that was, that's like some sort of thing that you put a bar through.
Yes.
You see, to hold something back, maybe a gate or something. Might have been something to hold a gate open.
Mm.
Right, I don't know, I don't remember. Don't remember. That
It's granite.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
That means
so.
It's very old.
It's granite stone, yeah. If it's granite,
old.
I wouldn't have photographed it otherwise, so it's a definite granite. It could have been turned upside down.
Yeah, could have been.
Flat, but he didn't know what it was, so.
This is obviously for putting a bar to it.
Yes, yes.
No, I don't know. Indeed, that's something in the garden here, I don't know what's wrong with it. I haven't really. We're so. Only a few weeks in, I haven't
been
again.
Oh,
it's a big slab. Of stone, we don't know what it is.
Must be granite too.
So,
yeah.
Oh, it is granite.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the remains of a main gateway into some part.
Yes.
And some extraordinary things about this. It's not my recollection of it. It's even more.
I'm only guessing it's probably before that. I was only just a
good grief. That's very good. 37.
I'm only saying it's 37 because it was one of the first, I believe it was one of the very first fates. I think he's at the army. Somebody else said it could be Stanley Woods. Motorbikes.
He could, because he lived down at the bottom of the South Avenue.
Now, do you see this on top of the ballroom?
Yeah.
Glass.
Yes, I remember that.
Do you know what that was for?
The glass.
Mm. I mean, when you go back to when that was built, around 28 or 17?
Or even earlier.
Around that, 17.
But did you ever find, you didn't find the foundation stone there? Was
I know where it is, 11.
7?
Yeah, 1711.
11. That would have been when that was built.
Well,
yeah.
Of course, they were
right in the middle there.
So they wouldn't have had glass.
No. Was it for getting things in and out?
Titania's Palace. Which was only half the story. Yeah, well, that's my recollection of it.
Because I never saw the palace. But I did see in the back room that you're calling the kitchen.
Yes.
I did see a plan of the estate.
That was there.
Did you see that?
No, but that was there for the crowd that took over. They were called the British Housing Corporation took over in 1928. They took over Mount Mary to build houses. They started the houses.
They built
Foster Avenue.
Was that it?
No, I don't know whether that was it or whether it was Kenny, but I think it was the British Housing Corporation. I got the brochure on it. And they had the plan up here, which I didn't see, but you saw it. And the model was in, the model of the plan of Mount Merion was in the ballroom.
Underneath the plan.
No, I think that was there because when Titania's palace was built.
To get it in, wasn't it?
No. Possibly to get in or out.
To show.
To get the light.
That's
to build it.
Now, that's familiar to me.
Yeah, well, I remember.
And yet,
well,
when we were in that ballroom, because it was always dark at night, was it always there?
Yeah,
did it cover it over?
I think it was always there,
No.
Isn't that terrible?
We've been chatting away here.
They're so very good. Thanks very much.
This is all. I'm doing on tape.
No,
okay,
we're doing. Isn't that great?
Yeah, very good.
Give me a minute, Jim.
Yeah, certainly. Walk away. Walk away.
Oh, you're terrible not putting down that trouble. I'm very sorry. Very good. Did you get your correspondence finished?
Oh, I'm in the middle. I think
Austin Christmas ones, is it?
Yeah,
well,
my sister
and I
said that's the
one.
She'll be gone, I suppose.
Oh, I see, yes.
I
write
to them.
You have to get all that off the. Well, it's very hard when you're only moved in.
Yeah,
are you glad you moved?
Oh, no,
that's great. So, Kev was saying, I'd never seen it actually, Was it, Oh, did he? Yes, Seems grand. I mean, you've got a good bit done since you came. It's a lovely house, wasn't it? Yeah.
You're digging up the path to your corner.
Are you?
You are.
Oh, the path. Sorry, I thought you meant the paths.
The path.
Bruno says his father's house, the garden, it laid out the path from the background, which is
where he lives now, in Bruno's. I heard my wife Christine saying today she had I had my eye on it last night. I don't really have tea, to be honest, but not at night time. I don't normally. No, not at night time.
Okay.
Oh, grand, yeah.
Cocoa.
But it was one of these new. I think it's a coffee with the cream built into it. You know.
Yeah.
I think it was a free gift.
Did you try it?
No, I didn't get it.
I wouldn't get it.
Christine had it last night or this morning. Thanks, Kev. Yeah, it's fine.
No sugar tanks.
No sugar.
Don't go to the dining room. Well, if you go into the dining room, it's nearly the same inside now.
Of course you have, yes.
That's the breakfast room downstairs.
The furniture is lovely, but too, isn't it?
The extra room downstairs, some of that furniture that was inside.
Yeah, the drain in here didn't, you know, we've probably done already, and my idea that we'll have to be done.
It did the trick.
It did, actually. Mm-hmm.
They're lovely.
Took a fad, and they told them, I made a mess out of one. The kitchen was a time. Actually, it was one I really wanted to get out of here. I did a painting.
Yes.
For fun.
Did you?
I did a couple, but this was the greatest thing.
Yeah, I just left that there.
No, that's
fine.
Okay. Put that aside.
That's great.
And if you can get around.
I'll dig in there.
Okay.
Let's take that over.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, okay now. All right now.
That's lovely, yeah, that's fine. Thanks.
That's even enough. You do that.
Oh, that's fine. Thanks.
That's great. Thanks. And off you go.
Yes, it's extraordinary.
You're beginning to rattle my memory, you know? Things are coming back. That window in the or light in the ballroom. I was aware of it, but never seemed to come into my consciousness much. I just took it for granted. Because I do remember once we were in this would have been in 1938, there were fellows used to come up and we're all bigger than we were. And they were from Goldstone area.
Yes, yeah.
And they came up and we were sort of looking for trouble, you know.
Yeah.
And we found ourselves locked into the ballroom, and we see. And Joe Shannon came looking out, and he saw an eye looking in at him. So the bell Joe spat to the king and the morning on the other side, you see. And we thought we were going to be killed altogether. But Paddy came, got up onto the roof, and he rang. This was a school bell. He rang the bell looking for his house, you know. We thought we were all going to be killed, but they backed up.
Did they?
I think I was there to end it. We were wondering if we both had to fight our way out.
Yeah. They moseyed off then.
They went behind me. She looked at the water at the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that was it. And there was some sort of glass up there. Now, I think there might have been a dining map. There was a dining map.
There could have been right enough, yeah.
The appearance on the front.
Yeah, that's true. There could have been.
Paddy was in the valley there at the back. He couldn't have been there because there's no way that
No.
He was in the valley and he was looking for help. I could have been on holidays at this time. Do you know where I have a line of my bed? I'll just have a quick look through it.
You probably know some faces. There's somebody I showed to thought they knew a face in it there. I don't know.
I might have been away. I think I went off to visit for a month that time.
It improved the Irish anyway.
Did it not, Kev?
No.
It's not. The faces are just that. Not Chapman. I think I see Jack Timmons standing looking from. The young looking Jack Timmons.
Possibly could.
For some reason or other, some of the windows seem to be out of the ballroom.
That's all.
There might be the deep shadow, I'm not too sure. That was high somewhere I was tonight.
Wasn't it?
I wasn't there.
Were you not?
No, because I remembered some of that. Just wasn't there. I remember there's a tree just there, you see.
Yes.
A Father Blake, and we were up to something. There was a tree there that was easy to climb, just a little bit. And Father Blake and Billy Daly went out and climbed up the tree. And they had a torch on him. And there they were with Billy and giving him a tree. He kept as quiet as mice, you know. It was funny, really.
Yes,
they only knew they'd laugh at us now.
Yes, of course.
That we were right above their heads. We were right under that tree.
Was it the exercise tree, we called it?
No, that was another one. That was a bigger border.
Yeah, that was bigger.
And it was the same make of tree. This tree lent itself to lovely, convenient branches.
Yes, which you
and I think that was a farm tree. It was. It wasn't an indigenous to this country. The only thing I do remember is it was easy to climb.
Yes.
And indeed, the story about it is true. But there used to be a titular archbishop of very nice. He used to do this right now. Somebody, I don't remember who it was up on the top of that and didn't the teacher of vision meant to administer to him. And he got up and walked away. Yeah, that was the exercise.
Very good.
So everybody we knew, the Germans, the girls, and then the girls pushing them
off the ground. They all were around that,
Yeah, they used to be in that
too. It was an easy tree to climb, you think.
Yeah.
You know, it was very easy to climb.
Well, this is another.
No. I was looking for photographs.
Yeah, you didn't see them.
Here I take that one about my kind of beside you can have a top. Walk on it anyway, Kev. I was looking for photographs and I asked my mother, you see, 6-7 years ago. And Jo Shannon's sister, she's two sisters, she had three, Dora, who was the oldest, I think, and May Shannon. Jo Shannon's sisters.
I remember May.
Dora was an older one. And they got very pally with my mother.
Yeah.
Very, very pally. And I said to Dora one time, I said, Dora, I said, do you have any old photographs? She said, no, I've nothing at all. I don't think there's anything. So I said, I thought you might have something. No, she said, I haven't.
Yeah.
And 3 or 4 days later, she brought me up 2 black and whites.
Yeah.
The most valuable pictures that you could ever get for our very research. I don't hardly show them to anyone, but they're so valuable in my estimation. And one of them was taken by her father, I think, from the woods of the church before it was converted. And the other one was taken after it was converted.
Now, see that bit there?
Yeah.
That became the mortuary.
Yes, I remember that.
That was the stone houses I used to cover. It was done in red brick. And indeed, they used to do them. I think May Shannon was one of the builders who used to do them. And the girl named Dorothy, I think her name was Dorothy. Dorothy Carmen.
Yes. Oh, I remember the name. You have your little drink after all, now.
Well, I take
in 50 chocolate.
That's
right.
Well,
Jerry, you're never
going to have to. I'm grand. No, I'm digging in. No, you're okay, Kev. Thanks.
I have another little bit.
No, I'm grand. You work away there. No, thanks.
Yeah, you've got one. Well, I need one if you eat one. That's fair enough.
That's couldn't go better than that.
Seeing as Jerry's onto the sweeter stuff.
Yes.
Thank you.
Isn't it terrible when people are talking about places that you've never probably even known of?
No,
really, I suppose. You had to not marry Doreen that much, were you?
Well, you didn't care about
Yeah, they really bring back memories, all
of
right.
Of course, the video comes down.
You know, of course, yeah. You know.
Yeah, because things have been out around the world.
Mm. It's so hard.
Yeah.
Ben was a character, all right.
Yeah. He's unique. So I did meet somebody rather like him, actually.
Did you?
I did a bit like him, all right. The same. It's hard to let go now.
I thought there was only the one Ben in the world. Mm.
There's more than one.
Great character, all right.
Into a movie.
Yeah, oh, did he? When you were. Oh, God.
I
was
going to
get
a hand.
I promised
to
get
it
from
that and help with it.
Oh, did he?
I know, but I got Aaron Moldar, which was
the idea. Yes, yeah.
To do the job. And the reactions.
Of course, I should have done it. I did it well.
Everything was moved. Puppy moved. What moved?
That's great, yeah. When you get the efficient.
To pay all the
cry over that.
No, you left to be a centrifuge.
I don't want to get a fire.
And had you got, you hadn't got the centrifuge in the other house, had you not?
I didn't bother.
Well, you must find this is very good now, just saying.
We didn't bother because we knew we wanted to move. Jerry's ready for milk for tea.
No, my grand, thanks. I won't have any more, thanks. I'll eat more. Thanks very
much.
Sorry, just turn 15 shillings.
On the ways.
That's
what's on the plate.
That's
what
all
they had. Now, that was that particular time, Sunday, whatever you've taught me now. And then another occasion, I suppose it's a bit exasperated, we decided to read out what we got in the line of June and who paid. Well, now, that one was all a little. We really got. If you read out the name, and if you got a half dollar on Sunday, you would have been a Christmas tree. I was very sorry because he's terribly
late. Yeah, he was. Somebody complained about him too for coming out late.
Do you know why he did that?
No.
Now, that's very interesting because when that church was built by Ken, he had a big put out of the plan facing down the road towards the main road. So he could see people coming up. And if he saw somebody coming up, he'd wait. So he did
start.
He got them all in. We sort of ruined it all then because he wasn't a good man for
saying that. Yes, yeah, that's true.
But instead of keeping them short, he made a mistake of having them long. You think he was going to fail, you know?
Yes,
his
yes.
voice would be quivering and all with nerve.
Yes.
He'd
yes.
keep going and he'd keep going. Yes. And he could be doing this stuff around. Oh, of course, I think he got a bit short and things to be, you know, he wasn't turfed out of the time, and he was amazing.
Lovely man, yeah, lovely.
But that was it. He had. How did you get it down? I wonder if it's still there.
Possibly
it's facing now. It may be gone
is.
Now. But it's still clear glass. In amongst all the stained stuff.
That's right.
That was why it was there. And that was why it was late.
And somebody wrote a letter anonymously. And they said that he came out. And he actually read it off the altar.
How did he like him all?
Yeah.
There
was
no
side
charge.
I remember that bit, all right. I also remember a man called Professor Doyle. Professor was a real character. We heard him. I don't think he was ever a professor, but I think he got him like Ian Paisley in America. He was a bit of a nice man, actually, but I remember him. He adopted two children.
Hilda and John.
And he used to bring them up as toddlers to the church. And you know, I used to sit in the back seat, always, in the back, very back, which was a window seat.
Oh, yes.
It was the original window.
Yeah.
And
the little church.
Yeah, you're very good. We were sitting there, and the next thing in comes your man, Doyle. And he took up the whole seat from the side. Well, okay, it wasn't that wide. But there was a gap in the middle, and then there was more seats on the other side.
Yeah.
Or Doyle. So, this side anyway. Now there was room for six people with a crush, but you could put five in.
Yes. Yeah.
And Mass has started this day.
Yeah.
And the next thing, in comes this man. And he went up to Tyler, and Tyler was so young. He said, what's the sentence? And Doyle turned around, there's no room here, he said. He wouldn't let him in.
Yeah.
Poor man is in a white man, had to go off somewhere else. There was loads of room, but Doyle.
He wanted to see some.
Oh, yeah.
And he owned
it. I never knew that, but I used to sit over the side to see. Oh,
yes.
Or, there was one side to that.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
I always went in.
Yeah, no, the main.
Didn't go in the back.
You change your tune, you open the front door.
Well, I know you like to get a bit of hair.
Yeah.
But that was it. Yeah. So I didn't know what was going on down there. But he was saying that, it often happened.
Lovely man.
And his wife was saying that.
Ah, yes, great.
Yeah. John, as they say, he looked after him as well as he could. And John became a doctor. And
yeah, I think he's a surgeon or something.
Yeah. But they were never part of it. They were too young.
I think there were two. I've met Hilda now. Is it Hilda?
I know Hilda now.
I've met her a few times, alright. Look at the time. I better move out now.
What is it?
10 minutes to 12.
Ah, you don't want to move. Oh, it's getting
quicker in the night. I
will. Yeah, I remember. See that? Do you remember Robert Tate?
Yes, indeed I do.
He really died a few weeks
ago. Ah, you're joking, Mark.
No, is that the old Tate?
That's exactly what I'm
saying.
There's the old it's gone. My mind can go right back.
Yeah, of course.
Going back before that was open. It's like a sun trap.
You turn over and you can describe exactly what it was, because there it is. What about that for a picture?
That look. Yeah.
Sorry, Doreen, that's it before it was converted.
Yeah.
Now,
is that it now there? That little bit there?
Ah, sure, there's the thing I'm talking about in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, with roses all around, around here. There's your little sun house. You see that?
Yeah.
All the flowers around. That was lovely. Mm. Now, this bit then means the back. The mirror was somewhere in there.
Was it?
When she went from front to back.
Yes.
And that the mirror on the stairway. Mm. And the priest, which is basically the same here.
Yeah.
Now, you went through the back there, and the kitchen then was down below.
Down that. Yeah, exactly.
You can't remember much about the top. That was amazing. I think there were bedrooms.
Yes.
We had a bit of that at 1046. Don't remember the round windows, funny enough,
Come
out of my mind. But we were up there.
Can you
see the belfry? Look.
That was the club room up
there. Yeah, see the belfry?
Yes.
Yes. Now, they built a belfry there, right over where the door is.
That's so, yeah.
I can remember. This man, there was a man named Davis. He was there. And he used to do all the strong work.
Yes.
There was another man, and I think he was stronger, Stephen, than who he was. And he bodily lifted the bed right up into the bed. And see, in the most gorgeous room, he was standing up on the edge of that there, and the bed for was built, and he put the bed up on the tree. There's another one, this is probably to call it tell the gentry the tea was ready when you were more but down there you had your big kitchen hidden there. And by the way, there was an unusual thing about the quarters upstairs. In a particular room that we got the use of, we had the use of all of them, we concentrated on one
side.
One side. You could go in behind the curtain.
Oh, is that so?
Look the other side. The curtain keeps behind. Well, this is
that's a painting of that. I just got a painting of that. Young lad in the shop actually came up to me one day and he said, I must, he said, do you want the front of your shop painted? And I said, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, what do you charge? And so he was, for Christmas, I gave that to Christine and thought she'd like a picture. You're not bad at all, huh?
We said, doesn't have to
sit. I took a photograph of the painting.
That's the painting.
That's just lovely.
I want to see what these are.
Because
I don't remember some of this. This is gone 1934.
I'm only guessing that could be before it came.
It could be.
Yes. What is that?
I thought it was something there too. Well, it might be, although the tennis court was over to the side.
That's right. Well, yeah, I could never make out what that is actually. Come back in time, Dory.
Yes.
Sure,
I see her in 1802.
Yes. Yeah.
Barry is like, that could have been a post for England.
Wasn't there some game they used to play? Yes, exactly. You're right, Doreen. Wasn't there some game, lacrosse or something, they used to play, or some game like tennis that had those kind of posts?
Lacrosse, I think, is more open.
Some game, like the tennis game, like I think the USP was this big.
They were movable things, really,
as far as I can remember. There's a little chair, a lovely little seat here. Do you see that?
Yeah.
It's a lovely seat there, actually.
Yeah. Even with this, I can't
remember. Yeah. Now, this. You've seen that before, I'm sure.
For Thomas and Lady Pond. That's her name, that's a good analogy, I was giving a talk,
and these were my favourite ones. I had these, I used to keep these, as kind of a trump card. Yeah. This particular one, you see, I have a slide of it.
Yeah.
And the extraordinary thing was, when I finished up with the talk, you know, people start asking questions, and they said, what make of car is that? I think people would ask them. And of course, I love to know these things. If somebody asks, particularly, at least they're interested. Mm. So I got on to a pal of mine who's an expert in all these veteran cars. And they, I think the next day, a fellow called Finbar Curry. And Finbar is a real expert. And I rang up Finbar and I said, look, there's a picture in, I don't know what book it was, but I named the book anyway, and I said, there's a car in there. I said, can you tell me what name is, you know, what's the name of the car?
Yeah.
And like that over the phone, he says, it's a Woolsey 12 horsepower, 1902 or something.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Like that, he had it out, you know.
Hard. That must have been a hard one to get a car in that thing, you know.
I was talking to somebody who knew the family, the O'Reilly thing, they were in connection with the power. I presume these are the power whiskey crowd. These were the servants outside there.
Oh, this last
house.
Do you know, somebody wrote something about the history of the house and said, and the one bit I remember is, that it wasn't much use.
No, I'd say not.
For some reason. But that, it was used in 1900. Do you see the way that the blinds are here, curtains and all? Now, all I remember is just the remains of it. And I was right about the glass.
Yes.
You know, but that looks a lot bigger than I visualize. And that looks like a slight core up there. You can see anything about the glass.
It could be.
You know, and we're looking into an open door.
Yes.
That's
I was asking somebody about this, you see, and I was asking about Sir Thomas. Now, Sir Thomas is sitting in front. Pretending to drive.
Yeah.
The chauffeur is here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know which of these is his wife or But anyway, somebody told me that when they got down to Cork, they sent a telegram back up home to tell the people that they were safe.
Well, I'm not surprised. Going with you, you know. I'm not surprised at all.
So I was told. I was told that now by, I think, one of the O'Reillys, actually. I finished up with a Lady Wicklow one time, Kev.
Great.
Lovely person. She was a relation of Sir Neville Wilkinson, who was, I'm not sure about the connection, but It wasn't, no. It was just that she was a fantastic person who gave me a load of information on Titania's palace.
What name?
Sir Neville was the guy that built Titania's.
Yeah, but did they go into some other thing? They weren't broke or something.
Well, there was a capital in the world consisted of a capital. I presume it would have been the same.
Gosh, I saw that idea. They were used to be
playing. Do you remember that, Doreen, yourself? Would you remember
no,
Mary
no,
Jones?
No, but I do.
You weren't in that gang of thieves and ruffians and rogues. You were respectable.
They were. I remember this. I mentioned Robert Taylor.
Yes,
and
I do.
His father said to me, Kevin, would you mind flying this airplane for a while? So, yeah. I was a gypsy mom. Mm-hmm. I used to be little when I was 7 or 8. This was a
I remember it, yeah.
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 It was nice, but they weren't much good, really, because once wet got out,
yeah.
But however, I let it go here. And it went off in a big circle, and Jimmy couldn't control the hills, it was a plane crash. And the car was sent to the and in trouble, it's going to land. And it just skimmed over the chimney pot of the big house, and turned around. I always remember that. And that was the only time I ever flew, but I do remember noticing that even it was when the dark day started, and it was soft and wet. The winter time.
Yes, yeah.
First time. But that's you didn't meet. I met his daughter.
Carol. Margaret Carol.
Margaret. I met Margaret.
Now it's almost 17 minutes to 7. Later in the programme, three children are critically ill after a fire tragedy in Dublin. Mayo County Council abandons its ban on mining. These, the business news and more. Join us after the break.
Winemaking in a...